Hugo Montenegro, number one. On the week of the 19th to the 26th of November, 1968. For the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the bits of chant in between meant absolutely nothing, apparently. They were gobbledygook that Hugo himself laid down. Oh, why can't you have bits of fun, eh? It's 60 minutes past one on 1FM, and here comes that chant.
Mike Reed.
Okay, pop figures, listen, Jed, go too much over the top, okay, because Flop just lives down the road, and I wouldn't put it past him to hop on the old moped, come down here and clap me, okay? That will just suffice to say it's all pretty formidable. Down three to this week's number 10, Jose Feliciano and Light My Fire. Up from 13 to 9 go the Turtles and Eleanor. Another one coming down had been number 1, Mary Hopkin, Those Were the Days, at number 8. Also going down one place to 7, The Marbles and Only One Woman. Jimi Hendrix's version of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower was standing at number 6. And down two places to number 5, Joe Cocker's former number 1 with A Little Help from My Friends. The Bandwagon and Johnny Johnson breaking down the walls and Heartache went up 5 to number 4. And at number 3, it's very tempting to do it, isn't it? Not half, especially when you get to this bit, okay? The Isley Brothers, This Old Heart of Mine, was up 1 to 3. And starting at number 2, Mary Ryan and Eloise. Second week at number 1 for Hugo Montenegro, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That just about wraps it up for that chart for the little pop figures. Numbers. I just can't help it. It's 18 minutes after 1.